dried them.
Yeah, then that made fried pies when you dried.
And that was the two ways you preserved them? You kept them?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would apples keep like cabbage or sweet potatoes?
Oh, no. They wouldn't keep too long. That's the reason why you had to either can them or dry them or do what you were going to do. They wouldn't keep.
Now, your peaches didn't.
Well, apples the same way. They'll keep longer than peach, but they won't keep too long without rotting.
Okay. Did you ever have many apple trees or peach trees? Did you ever have a...
Yeah, when we lived up yonder, it's called an orchard.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we had so many apple trees, so many peach trees, so many pear trees. Things like that. And we had scutman vines, grape vines.
Oh, and that's what you made your wine out of.
Yeah. Scutman wine, grape wine.
I hear that's very good, scutman wine.
They say it is now. Unfortunately, I never have drank.
I never have either. I was just wondering, I didn't know. We talked about some of the tame animals around the farm, but we didn't talk about any wild ones that you might have. What types of wild animals would you usually see around the farm?
Well, mostly back then, there was a good many fox. They were wild. Folks used to go fox hunting a lot. They had a lot of dogs that just trained for that a purpose.
Uh-huh.
Then, by outside of fox, that's about the only wild animals we had around where I live.
Okay. Do you have any, what type of bushy-tailed animals did you have in living in trees?
That was squirrels. Mm-hmm. Possum would climb trees. Fox would climb a tree if you got him, got too hot behind him. You had to shake him out. If a dog got too close, he couldn't get no other way. A lot of times they run up trees that wouldn't, a big tree, it wasn't too hard to climb.
A small one. What type of squirrels did you have? Did you have just one type or several types?
Just one type's all I knew about. Just a gray squirrel.
Yeah, gray squirrels. You didn't have any red squirrels?
No.
What's a little kind of thing like a squirrel? It doesn't climb trees, but it has a stripe down its back.
You're talking about a polecat.
Well, I wasn't really thinking of a polecat, but I was thinking of something a little bit smaller right now. But yeah, that's something that does fit my description, doesn't it? Driving down a road 2 weeks ago and smelt one outside of Atlanta. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, and it'll follow your car too, smell. If you hit one, you just will to
no, part from it. No, I didn't hit it. Thank you. It had already been hit by someone. But
well, they have an awful smell, huh? We caught one in a hen nest one time with a steel trap. Going in that night getting eggs. So we set a steel trap at night because chickens don't travel at night. When they go to roost, they stay the next morning, that's daylight.
Mm-hmm.
So we set this up and we thought it was a cat or something like that. We caught a pole cat, and when we caught it, we really knew it.
Oh, how do you clean yourself up?
Well, yeah. See, we wasn't out there.
Oh.
And Daddy started, shot him at a distance. And it hung out there a day or two before we went get him down because we didn't want to get that scent on us.
Is there any way to get it off of you once you get it on you?
No, it just has to wail.
And that takes a while.
And if it gets in your clothes, you just throw them away.
Because you can't clean it off.